I'm Jeff St. Clair. Welcome to Explore Radio. A Cleveland researcher is trying to unlock the mysteries of the autistic mind using math. It's a novel approach to explain why autistic kids struggle with social interaction and communication. In this story from 2014, we hear how this local research points to a possible new way to understand the intense inner world of autism. Mikey Marston is a huge fan of the Cleveland Indians, and this season he sees them going all the way.
I'm hoping that this year they can win the division, the pennant, and the World Series.
He recalls details of every game he's seen.
On July 31st of 08, we faced the Detroit Tigers, beating Justin Verlander 9-4.
He's 17, has a B average.
My favorite subject is math.
And Mikey has autism.
Though his brain is constantly working and everything else, and he's in his own little world part of the time, he's also at the same time seeking out others and looking for commonality. And he can't find it. He doesn't find the connections with other people as readily as you would expect him to, considering how bright he is.
Dale Marston is Mikey's dad. And that difficulty connecting that he's talking about is the subject of a study by Case Western Reserve University neuroscience professor Roberto Fernandez-Galan.
I'm interested in understanding how the brain works and how the brain doesn't work.
Like a lot of neuroscientists, Galan and his colleagues measured the brain signals of autistic children and compared them to a group of non-autistic kids. But what's different is what Galan did with the data. He used mathematical tools borrowed from other sciences to analyze those neural signals.
Those formulae are used to predict the weather, but also to forecast the stock market.
And what he found was that, even at rest, the brain activity of autistic children is more complex than other kids. Their brain is churning all the time.
Right, exactly. That's how we interpret this. They are creating more information at rest. And we can't tell you what they are thinking, but we suspect that that excessive creation of information correlates with some cognitive processes.
Galan says this fits with a new theory of autism called the intense world theory. It suggests that autism is not caused by a brain deficiency, but by too much brain activity.
Basically, what it claims is that it's not just a withdrawal into self, it's that you have also like a busier mind. And that distracts you from the outside world.
Lindsay Oberman, head of autism research at Bradley Hospital in Rhode Island, puts it another way.
It's almost like building a city with a whole bunch of side streets and no highways. So you can get from point A to point B, but it's probably going to take you longer, and it's going to be a much more complicated route.
She's still a little skeptical. Oberman says she'd like to see Galan's mathematical interpretations backed up by observations of how autistic kids act.
I think it's always good to bring in new techniques from other fields, but I'm not at a point where I can say, oh, yeah, I can totally see how this measure means that on a behavioral level.
Oberman sees promise in the intense world theory, but warns scientists are still a long way from understanding the workings of the autistic brain.
There's a lot of theories out there, but, you know, if you ask me how much do we know about autism, I would say very little.
And while researchers chip away on the science of autism, Mikey Marston and his family take it one day at a time.
I pretty much understand it. I was born with it.
And learning to live with it.
No one is perfect.
I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.
You can find out more about this story and all the science and innovation topics explored in this series online. Search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.